8:30 a.m., time for the Gene Autry Melody Ranch Show, sponsored in part by Mountain Dew. Hello, sunshine. Hello, Mountain Dew.
Melody Ranch and Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorns had a feed on the
road. If
you want to clink your silver spurs up on the golden stairs, you've got to change your ways, my brother. You've got to change your way of living, less taking, more giving. If you want to clink your silver spurs up on the golden stairs, that means you, mister, that means you, sister, that means me, and everybody's got to share. You can't be the devil's rooter, gotta be a square shooter. If you want to clink your silver spurs up on the golden stairs,
make me love everybody, make me love everybody, make me love
your silver spurs up on the golden stairs. You've got to ride the right road, brother. Make your sins all skedaddle. Get old Satan out of your saddle. If you want to clink your silver spurs up on the golden stairs, that means you, mister, that means you, sister, that means me, and everybody's got to share. You can't be the devil's root, gotta be a square. If you want to clink your silver spurs upon the golden stairs. Well, hello there, friends and neighbors, and welcome once again to Melody Ranch. A starry sky for a roof above my head. That's my home. Got the rolling plain and the soft pine for my bed. That's my home. Got the sun on my doorstep every dawning. Moon on my pillow every night. Birds wake me early every morning to start my day off right. Got the mountain range for an altar when I pray. That's my home. And the running to go fishing any day. That's my home. Got my boots and saddle, my horse for company. Got the open space, far as any man can see. Long as I can ride the range, wherever that may be, that's my home. Got the mountain range for an altar when I pray. That's my home. And the running stream to go fishing any day. That's my home. Got my boots and saddle and my horse for company. Got the open range, forest and land and sea. Long as I can ride the range, wherever that may be, that's my home.
of this.
What's wrong with you, Raindrop?
Oh, I got trouble, Mr. Dean. Bad trouble.
Yeah? What happened?
Well, for one thing, I had some x-rays taken on my stomach the other day.
No kidding. What's wrong with your stomach?
That's it. I can't figure the x-rays out.
Well, maybe I can. Where are they?
At your neighborhood movie theater. You see, I'm so big, any pictures of me, well, they release as a double feature.
Hey, what's going on around here anyway?
Well, Raindrop's not feeling so good today, Patrick.
Oh, well, why don't you say so? I got some pills in my room you can take. They're wonderful.
Yeah, what kind of pills?
Dr. Proctor's Elixir of the Century. Not only will they cure any sickness, but they're guaranteed to grow hair on a billiard ball and remove the dandruff from your pool table.
Very funny.
I thought so.
But it just so happens that all I'm suffering from is a plain, ordinary, everyday common cold.
How'd you get it? Gesundheit.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Pat. The doctor says my mucous membrane and my respiratory system was irritated by dilation of my capillaries through an influx of antibodies in the form of infectious bacteria. Now, that's a simple explanation any fool can understand.
Have you got another one for just an average moron?
Is that you?
Oh.
You know, Butson, sometimes I think that head of yours is completely open.
Yeah, that's the trouble with buying a brain on installments. You don't keep up the payment, they take it back. All kidding aside, though, Raindrop, the only thing wrong with you is that you're overweight.
Overweight? Well, I guess that's right, Raindrop. You could stand to lose just a little bit of weight around the middle, you know. Why don't you go on a diet?
Well, Mr. Dean is like this. You see, I built this up from a small business.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I got so much merchandise on the shelf, I hate to sell out at a loss. So long, boys.
I got 160 acres in the valley. I got 160 acres of the best. Got a cold stove there that'll put me square, and a bunk where I can lay me down to rest. Up at dawn to beat the sun, I've forgotten what a care or worry means. Head for home when day is done, and the pocket money's ringing in my jeans. I got 160 acres full of sunshine. I got 160 million stars above. Got an old paint horse. I'm the guy who's boss on the 160 acres that I love. Acres full of sunshine. I got 160 million stars above. I got an old paint horse. I'm the guy who's bossed all my 160 acres that I love. Thank you very much, gang. It seems to me this particular yarn all began one July day about 5 years ago. I'd been up north for 2 weeks on a little cattle buying trip. At any rate, the morning I got back, Johnny grabbed me right quick, told me the sheriff wanted me to come down to his office just as soon as I got in. So I did.
Hello, Jim. What's up?
Oh, plenty, Gene. Sit down. I'll bring you up to date.
Okay. Good.
Well, to begin with, I'm sure you know the lake up on Old Man Larkin's place behind your property is the only source of water for this entire valley.
So?
So, while you were away, Old Man Larkin died.
Gosh, Jim, I'm sorry to hear that.
Me too, but that's not the half of it. The property was inherited by a nephew of his named Cody Bennett, who in turn has dammed up the lake and put a tariff on the water.
What?
You heard me. The valley's getting dry as a bone without the supply from that lake. And what's more, the only other source of water left is that small creek running across the south end of your property. And with everybody using it, even that'll be completely dried up by the end of the summer.
Jim, I don't get it. Why would anybody want to do a thing like that?
It beats me. I just know the ranchers need the water from that lake. But the price this guy Bennett is asking is so high, nobody can afford to pay it.
Well, what about Bennett's claim for the old man's property? Is it a legitimate one?
As far as I know, yes. I can't find a flaw in it.
Wait a minute, Jim. I just got an idea.
Oh, good. We could use one. What is it?
What would you say if I built a dam across Knife Stream and not let anybody else use it?
What? Are you out of your mind?
Maybe. But if I can make Bennett think I'm playing the same game he is...
Oh, you mean...
Exactly, Jim. Sometimes it takes a crook to catch a crook. There's just one thing. Nobody else can know anything about this except you and me. And I mean nobody.
I suppose you realize that if you block off your stream without explaining what you're doing, every rancher in this valley is going to be on your back.
I know. But that's the way it's got to be. Now, if you don't mind, I'd better be getting back to my place and start building that dam. Because tomorrow morning, I may just pay a little social call on Mr. Cody Bennett. I'd like to talk to you about a little business deal that I think might interest you.
Look, pal, if you're another one of them ranchers trying to get me to come down on my water prices, you're wasting your time.
I'm another one of those ranchers, all right. But when you hear what I've got to say, Mr. Bennett, I think you'll agree that I'm not wasting your time.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Just this. I own the ranch right at the head of the valley, which means I control the only water around here, besides yours. Shall I go on?
Keep talking.
Okay. You want to force the ranchers to pay your price for their water. But if I leave my stream open, it'll be a year before they need it. However, if I were to dam up my stream, they'd have to come to our terms inside of 3 weeks.
What do you mean, our terms?
I want 50-50 on everything.
Make it 60-40.
Okay. You got a deal. And so, Pat, I was in business with Cody Bennett. Or at least so he thought. In the meantime, though, just like the sheriff, and I had figured, word had gotten around that I was double-crossing my friend.
Can I talk to you a minute, Gene?
Sure thing, Johnny. What's on your mind?
Well, it's a little hard to explain, but... Well, nobody could quite figure out why you blocked off all your streams. Especially since that's all the other ranchers around here's got left.
Look, Johnny... Let's get one thing straight. That's my stream, and I do with it what I please.
Sure, sure, sure. I know, Gene. But don't you see...
I see, all right. But I'm still looking out for myself. If the rest of them run out of water, that's their problem, not mine.
You mean, then, you're going to leave that dam in?
What's the matter? Can't you understand English? For the last time, that's my water, and I'm keeping it.
Okay. That's the way you feel. Guess there's nothing more I can say.
Well, that's the way I see it.
If you'll get my check ready, I'll go and pack my things.
Did you ever feel like somebody had just taken a hammer, beat you over the head, and cut out your heart? Well, that's how I felt when Johnny Vaughn walked out that door. Yet there was nothing I could do about it. That is, not if I was to succeed in getting anything on Cody Bennett. And then all of a sudden, I got an idea. an idea that might hurry things along.
Yeah?
This is Orchard.
What's up?
20. I just heard something that could blow our whole deal sky high.
What are you talking about?
The clerk from the county land office was just here. He said that if we didn't cut him in on our deal, he'd tell the sheriff how you got old man Larkin's ranch.
Why, that's dirty.
Look, Bennett, I don't care how you got the place. That's your business. All I care about is that you keep it.
In that case, I guess we better stop that land office clerk from talking.
Okay, consider it done.
Wait a minute. You mean...
I mean, I'll fix him so he won't ever talk to anybody again. I'd taken a gamble and won. Now I knew Bennett was guilty of more than just holding back our water supply. My next job, though, was to prove it.
All right, Gene. How's it going?
Okay, I guess, Jim. Brother, you don't know how nice it is to hear some friendly voice again for a change.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, what's up?
Well, Mr. Bennett, free ride. If what I've got in mind works out.
No kidding?
I hope so. Anyway, here's what I want you to do. Go over to the newspaper office, have them make up a dummy front page for you, containing an item that says, Les Warner, the clerk over at the county land office, was shot and killed tonight.
Tonight? Are you out of your mind?
Well, I'll let you know later, Jim. For now, though, do just as I say. Oh, yeah, you better arrange to keep Les out of sight all day tomorrow. I wouldn't want Mr. Bennett to think he was seeing a ghost. Late that afternoon, I picked up Sheriff Dillon, and together we rode out to Bennett. I mean old man Larkin's place. Then, as was prearranged, the sheriff hid outside in the bushes while I went on inside, the phony paper under my arm.
Hey, anybody around?
Oh, hi, Audrey. I didn't expect you so soon. What's up?
Take a look at the front page of this morning's paper and you'll see.
Les Warner, clerk in county land office, shot and killed. Nice door. I wasn't sure you'd go through with it.
I said I would, didn't I?
Yeah, you sure did.
By the way, Bennett, it's none of my business. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to. But just how did you get a hold of old man Larkin's place?
You really want to know?
We're partners in this, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. We sure are. Yeah, I guess that newspaper article proves
it. It could.
Okay, listen, I'll tell you. In the first place, you don't really think old man Larkin died from a fall like the coroner said, did you?
Didn't he?
Oh, are you kidding? I hit him over the head with a crowbar, hid the crowbar under the porch, and the land was mine.
That's going. But how did you work the Uncle Nephew angle?
Nobody knows that except just me and two dead men. Yeah, but since we're partners now, I'm going to tell you. I found out that Larkin didn't have no living relatives. So I paid a guy back east $50 to make me up a phony birth certificate naming Ruth Larkin, a dead sister of the old man, as my mother. That made Larkin my uncle and the property mine. Pretty smart, huh?
Yeah, sure was, then. Sure was.
Okay, Jim, you can come on in now.
Jim? Who's Jim? Hey, what is this?
You're under arrest for murder, Bennett. That's what it is.
Wait a minute. This is a frame-up. You can't pin nothing on me.
Sit down, Bennett. You're all true.
Nice work, Gene. The whole thing worked out just like you planned.
Well, I was pretty sure it would, Jim. You know, all crooks are big hams at heart. They just can't resist talking about themselves. And by the way, speaking of hams, I'd appreciate it if you'd run a story in the paper telling about my part in this thing. I'd like to have my friend speaking to me again. so, Patrick? That's the story. How'd you like it?
Fine. But all that talk about water made me thirsty. Excuse me, I'm going out in the kitchen and drink all the water my stomach will hold.
All your stomach will hold?
Yep.
Better call the ranchers, boys. Looks like another dry summer. At Melody Ranch is a place many a cowboy holds mighty dear to his heart. In fact, if he were to drop in on us tomorrow morning at about 11 o'clock, I'm afraid we wouldn't be here. Instead, we'll all be down at the little altar in the valley where I first learned of sorrow and joy. I can see Mother there with her head bowed in prayer as she prays for her wandering boy. It was there that I first found my Sally, like an angel on earth. When she sang sweet and low in the long, long ago, in the little altar of my dream. Good friends, that seems to be the last rung on the old ladder for this Melody Ranch party. But we've got another swell get-together lined up for you at the same time and over these same stations, so try and join us in, won't you? Meantime, this is Dean Autry asking you to keep thinking of us until we're back in the saddle again.
This is getting Saturday night at this time for the Gene Autry's Melody Ranch Show, sponsored in part by Mountain Dew. Hello, sunshine. Hello, Mountain Dew.
Riding the reins once more. Told my old 44 where you sleep out every night, and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Rookie tie, I, oh, rocking control.